In a sign that the opt-out movement continues to grow, the number of elementary school students who refuse to take Pennsylvania's state standardized tests rose dramatically over the past 2 years. Details from WHYY's Kevin McCory.
Between last school year and the previous, the number of elementary school students refusing to take the state's standardized test in math and science more than tripled. The year-to-year difference in those refusing the English Language Arts test fell just shy of that mark. Adam Schott is the director of research at Research for Action.
It's a recognition that there's already substantial concern among some parents about the climate with standardized testing. And so it's just important that policymakers be attentive going forward.
While the jumps are high, total opt-outs still represent an extremely small fraction of the state's students. In most subjects, the percentage of total students refusing the test in the past 2 years rose from 0.001% to 0.005%. But even that small fraction can make a difference, especially if opt-outs are clustered. Research for Action ran a hypothetical example based on a school just above the state's quality threshold. With 100 kids in tested grades, if 11 high-performing students opt out, the school would sink below the threshold, putting it in line for potential financial consequences. News of the opt-outs comes on the heels of major performance declines on state tests based on the implementation of more rigorous standards, when New York experienced similar drops for much the same reasons in 2011, that state's opt-out movement exploded into the mainstream. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.